Okay, let me introduce the group, and we'll talk a little bit about instrumental roles. Two horn players out front, supplying mainly the melodies for the themes. Often we're playing in what's called unison, where it's sounding like one big instrument playing, but sometimes we're playing in harmony also, where we have individual notes that blend together well. I'm playing tenor sax, and I'm playing a straight soprano sax, too. That's not a metal clarinet, straight soprano sax. Ken Crane on trombone. Ken Crane is a master of the trombone. As you can see, it's a difficult instrument to get around on with the slide. Every change of the length of the slide changes the series of pitches that are available. So if you're in this position, you might be able to get seven notes. This position, you get another seven notes. So if you're moving quickly, it becomes very difficult. More about Ken later, though. Tim Sullivan on bass. Providing not only the what we call the harmonic foundation or the most important notes of the harmony, he's also providing a lot of motion, too, if you're listening carefully. On the first tune, that swing tune, he was providing more of a walking bass. And in this last tune, he was providing a bossa nova pattern. So, I mean, he has a dual role, harmony and rhythm. Tom Geswicki, our guest from Dunkirk, New York tonight, also has a dual role, providing the full harmonic spectrum, much more than just what Tim is playing harmonically, providing the full chords. And he, too, the way he's playing, providing a lot of different rhythmic motion, either keeping things steady sometimes or he's being a little more broken or freed up. Again, a steady type of swing style playing would sound as. Where a bossa nova would sound like. Still a pattern there, but it's not as predictable as the swing style. And last but not least, on drums, the true rhythmic provider, as well as a great colorist, too, Moses Howden. Not only is Moses providing different type of rhythmic patterns that are basic to not only jazz, but to a lot of rock music, blues, and folk music, but he's also providing different subtle shifts in color by going to different cymbals or going to different types of drums or even the way he's hitting the drum with different parts of the stick. Again, a straight swing style beat would sound like. Where you can hear that big cymbal, the ride cymbal, is being hit in a distinctive ting, 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 ting pattern. You really don't hear a lot of that in rock music. That cymbal would be substituted with the crash. And then in a bossa style, he might use a side stick instead of the stick on the snare. You use they hit the rim of the snare, and it would sound as. So that's a little demonstration. Now let's see if we can move to a little different style even. Let's go to something called St. Thomas, which is still in